Okay. The inaugural 2012 meeting of the Committee on Appointments will now come to order. It's Monday, January 23rd, 2012, approximately 4:07 p.m. In attendance are my two fellow members, John Testa and Elfrida Williams. We are going to have to defer the approval of the minutes from the last meeting because we do not have a quorum of any conceivable quorum we would have. We does not exist on this committee at this point. The only holdover from last year is Legislator Testa. At this point, we'll move to items for discussion. The quorums. When you're talking about numbers this small, there's a total of three people on the committee. The only thing that I think makes sense is two for a meeting quorum and three for a voting quorum. I don't think anything else works mathematically.
So in other words, if you don't have three, you can't vote on anybody you wanted that
right.
way?
Right. Well, can sit in on any committee. So if, you know, if he wants to, he can sit in as the third.
Okay. Two for meeting.
And three for voting.
Okay.
Does anybody have any comments?
I think you're doing well so far.
Well, thank you. I mean about, well, anything other than two
last,
and three?
Last time we had four members.
Right.
So there always could be an opportunity for someone not to be here, but in this case now we all have to be here for it to be a voting majority. So.
Yeah. Well, as I said, if one
I don't think
person
that usually is going to be a problem anyway.
Yeah. Well, if one person is absent, Ken can sit in and mm-hmm. satisfy the quorum requirements, but
okay.
he would have to be able to do it, and he would have to be so motivated. So it will be
okay.
very hard for this committee to do its business unless we're all here.
Right.
But 4 o'clock is generally good for you, John. And,
yes.
And
we'll
Elfrida and I are generally here pretty much all day on Monday. So it should work. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're two to meet and three to vote. Meeting time. I mean, obviously, 4 o'clock on Monday seems to work for all of us. So, again, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Vice chair. I'm not sure we even need a vice chair because we can't. It's hard to meet without all of us anyway.
Exactly. There's no need for a vice chair.
Okay. So maybe we'll just do without a vice chair. Okay. Other business. I understand that we are going to have some 40 appointments that will be referred to us tonight. And
did you set the time at 4 o'clock?
Yes. Yes, we set the time at 4.
In the past, we had 15-minute intervals. If there's more than mm-hmm. one interview for the night. For the meeting, usually every 15 minutes, three or four
I've got 48. Okay, I've got something that starts at number 12 and something that ends at number 48.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just printed them off the agenda.
All right.
Or they're in this giant folder.
Okay. I have not been on the appointments committee before, so I'm not really sure how things have worked in the past in terms of people doing scheduling due diligence and the like. At this point, I think what may make the most sense is to officially adjourn, but give my fellow committee members a chance to take a look at the list,
right.
so we can all begin to see who's on here. And
Chairman, what we've done in the past is, if you want to continue. Mm-hmm. Whoever Melanie scheduled for that day, I don't know how that
right.
came about, but it was usually at the most four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Five was a max. That takes quite a bit of time, so because mm-hmm. I individually interviewed.
Right.
So.
Right, and you have to allow at least 10, 15 yeah. minutes, and generally we all have places right. to be an hour later. So
exactly.
Mathematically speaking, 5 right. is pushing it.
Exactly.
At this point, what I think we'll do is we'll adjourn, and if we all want to sit around and take a look at the list
okay.
of the first batch so we know what's coming down the pike, we could do that.
And there's
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we stand adjourned at approximately 4:13. And